Hello and welcome to Debates in English, a weekly English lesson for upper intermediate and advanced English learners interested in political and societal subjects. I'm your host, Sam, an experienced English teacher who has spent thousands of hours in the classroom helping hundreds of students improve their fluency. This lesson series combines my expertise gained from my master's degree in politics with my passion for teaching English. Each week, you will expand your vocabulary at the B2, C1 level and improve your listening skills by exploring the pros and cons of a controversial topic. I recommend downloading the free document in the description, which has a transcript of the lesson with all the key vocabulary highlighted and further reading materials. British factory workers in the United Kingdom used to work about 14 to 16 hours per day for 6 days a week. Can you imagine that? Now, full-time work is 7 to 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Over time, there is a trend of full-time work being reduced, and now there are calls for a 4-day working week to be introduced. I'm going to read you some background information from the Wikipedia page of the 4-day week. A 4-day work week is an arrangement where a workplace or a place of education has its employees or students work or attend school, college, or university over the course of 4 days per week rather than the more customary 5. This arrangement can be a part of flexible working hours and is sometimes used to cut costs. The 4-day week movement has grown considerably in recent years, with increasing numbers of businesses and organizations around the world trialing and moving permanently to a 4-day working week of around 32 hours with no less pay for workers. Most of these businesses and organizations have involved white-collar work and found that a 4-day work week is a win-win for employees and employers, as trials have indicated that it leads to a better work-life balance, lower stress levels, and increased productivity, mainly by eliminating wasted work time. An overwhelming majority of studies reports that a 4-day week leads to increased productivity and decreased stress, though experts question whether this arrangement is possible in blue-collar work, where there may be little wasted time, or workers would be required to work faster to maintain the same productivity, potentially increasing stress levels and decreasing safety. In the description, I will provide a link to a trial study that was done with 61 British companies changing to a 4-day work week. The results are very interesting. Let's jump into the pros and cons of transitioning to a 4-day working week. The first reason why we should have a 4-day work week is improved work-life balance. The key vocabulary to listen out for is pursue, meaning to do something or try to achieve something over a period of time. For example, I wasn't sure if I wanted to pursue dance as a career. Tackle, meaning to make a determined effort to deal with a difficult problem or situation. For example, I think I'll tackle the repairs next weekend. Hectic, meaning very busy, full of activity. For example, the job gets a bit hectic at times. Enhance, meaning to increase or further improve the good quality, value, or status of somebody or something. For example, this is an opportunity to enhance the reputation of the company. Accomplish, meaning to succeed in doing or completing something. For example, I don't feel I've accomplished very much today. One of the biggest benefits of a 4-day work week is improved work-life balance. Having an extra day off each week gives employees more time to relax, pursue hobbies, and spend time with family and friends. This extra day can help reduce stress and improve overall well-being. With a longer weekend,
employees have more time to recharge. This can lead to better mental health, as people have more opportunities to rest and engage in activities they enjoy. For example, someone might use the extra day to exercise, take a short trip, or simply relax at home. These activities can help people feel more refreshed and ready to tackle the work. Additionally, a four-day work week can help employees manage their personal responsibilities better. Tasks like grocery shopping, doctor's appointments, and household chores can be done on the extra day off, freeing up the weekend for relaxation and leisure. This can lead to a more balanced and less hectic life. Moreover, improved work-life balance can also enhance productivity. When employees feel well rested and less stressed, they are likely to be more focused and efficient at work. They can concentrate better and accomplish tasks more quickly, which benefits both the employees and their employers. In summary, a four-day work week offers significant advantages for work-life balance. It provides employees with more time to rest and enjoy their personal lives, which can lead to better mental health, higher productivity, and overall job satisfaction. This improved balance between work and personal life is a strong reason to consider adopting a four-day work week. The first reason why we shouldn't have a four-day work week is increased workload. The key vocabulary to listen out for is workload, meaning the amount of work that has to be done by a particular person or organization. For example, we have taken on extra staff to cope with the increased workload. Exhausting, meaning making you feel very tired. For example, an exhausting day at work. Thrive, meaning to become and continue to be successful, strong, healthy, etc. For example, new businesses thrive in this area. Overwhelmed, meaning to have such a strong emotional effect on somebody that it is difficult for them to resist or know how to react. For example, she was overwhelmed by feelings of guilt. Overlook, meaning to fail to see or notice something. For example, in my hurry to finish the exam, I had overlooked part of one of the questions. One of the main drawbacks of a four-day work week is the potential for an increased workload. When employees have fewer days to complete the same amount of work, each workday can become more intense and demanding. In a traditional five-day work week, tasks are spread out more evenly. With a four-day work week, employees often have to fit the same tasks into fewer days. This can lead to longer working hours each day, which can be exhausting and stressful. For example, instead of working 8 hours a day, employees might need to work 10 hours a day to get everything done. This can make the workdays feel very long and tiring. Additionally, the increased workload can put pressure on employees to work faster and more efficiently. While some people may thrive under this pressure, others may struggle to keep up. This can lead to higher stress levels and burnout. Employees may feel overwhelmed by the need to constantly stay on top of their tasks without enough time to take breaks and rest. Moreover, an intense workload can affect the quality of work. When employees are rushed, they might make more mistakes or overlook important details. This can be problematic for businesses that rely on high-quality work and attention to detail. In the long run, this can impact the overall productivity and success of the company. In summary, while a four-day work week offers many benefits, it can also result in an increased workload for employees. The need to fit the same amount of work into fewer days can lead to longer hours, higher stress levels, and potential burnout. It's important for companies to carefully consider these challenges and find ways to support their employees if they choose to adopt a four-day work week. The second reason why we should have a four-day work week is improved job satisfaction. The key vocabulary to listen out for is morale, meaning the amount of confidence and enthusiasm, etc., that a person or a group has at a particular time. For example, another win would be good for the team's morale. Enthusiasm, meaning a strong feeling of excitement and interest in something and a desire to become involved in it. For example, she never lost her enthusiasm for teaching. Engage, meaning to succeed in attracting and keeping somebody's attention and interest. For example, it was difficult to engage the students at first. Collaborative, meaning involving or done by several people or groups of people working together. For example, collaborative projects, collaborative studies, collaborative research. Foster, to encourage something to develop. For example, the EU seeks to foster the spirit of European unity. A four-day work week can significantly boost job satisfaction for employees. When people feel happier and valued at their jobs, they tend to perform better and stay longer with their companies. Firstly, a shorter work week can lead to higher morale. Knowing that they have an extra day off each week can make employees feel more appreciated by their employers. This sense of appreciation can increase their motivation and enthusiasm for their work. Employees who feel valued are more likely to be committed to their jobs and put in their best efforts. Secondly, the extra day off provides more opportunities for personal growth and development. Employees can use this time to learn new skills, take courses, or engage in professional development activities. This can lead to a greater sense of accomplishment and satisfaction in their careers. When employees feel they are growing and advancing, they are more likely to be satisfied with their jobs. Additionally, a four-day work week can create a more positive workplace culture. When employees are less stressed and happier, they tend to have better relationships with their colleagues. This can lead to a more collaborative and supportive work environment. A positive workplace culture can improve overall job satisfaction and make the workplace more enjoyable. Moreover, the flexibility of a four-day work week can allow employees to better manage their time and responsibilities. They can plan their work and personal lives more effectively, leading to a sense of control and balance. This flexibility can make employees feel more satisfied with their jobs and less likely to experience burnout. In conclusion, a four-day work week can greatly enhance job satisfaction by boosting morale, providing opportunities for personal growth, fostering a positive workplace culture, and offering greater flexibility. These factors can make employees feel happier and more fulfilled in their careers, benefiting both them and their employers. The second reason why we shouldn't have a four-day work week is it's not suitable for all industries. The key vocabulary to listen out for is encounter, meaning to experience something, especially something unpleasant or difficult, while you are trying to do something else. For example, we encountered a number of difficulties in the first week. Provoke, meaning to cause a particular reaction or have a particular effect. For example, the announcement from the president provoked a protest. Envy, meaning the feeling of wanting to be in the same situation as somebody else, the feeling of wanting something that somebody else has. For example, they looked with envy at her latest purchase. Disparity, meaning a difference, especially one connected with unfair treatment. For example, there are growing regional disparities in economic growth. Diminish, meaning to become smaller, weaker, etc. To make something become smaller, weaker, etc. For example, the world's resources are rapidly diminishing. One serious drawback of a four-day work week is that it is not suitable for all industries. While some sectors might benefit from this change, others could encounter serious challenges. Firstly, industries that require consistent customer service or daily operations may struggle with a four-day work week. Sectors like healthcare, retail, and emergency services need to be accessible to their clients and patients every day. Reducing the number of workdays could disrupt their ability to provide continuous and reliable service. This disruption could lead to dissatisfaction among customers and even potential risks in critical fields like healthcare. Secondly, the four-day work week might provoke feelings of envy among workers in different sectors. Employees in industries that cannot adopt the shorter work week may feel envious of those who can. This disparity could lead to lower morale and dissatisfaction among workers who must continue with the traditional five-day schedule. The perception of inequality in work conditions could create tension and diminish overall job satisfaction. Moreover, the four-day work week presents challenges for hourly employees, such as contract workers. These employees might face a reduction in their total income if they work fewer hours. Unlike salaried workers who receive a fixed income regardless of the hours worked, hourly workers rely on their hours to earn their wages. A shorter work week could negatively affect their financial stability, making it less appealing for them. In summary, while a four-day work week has its advantages, it is not suitable for all industries. Constant service sectors, potential feelings of envy among workers, and financial challenges for hourly employees are significant concerns. It is essential to consider these factors before making such a substantial change to the work schedule.
That is the debate, everyone. Let me know in the comments what your opinion is on this subject. Which argument do you think is the strongest? Thanks for watching, and see you next week for the next debate.